Hey, welcome everybody, and thank you for coming to the quick board meeting. We'll have, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Second, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Any questions? And to the next meeting's August 28th. And then any questions for the board or management? Okay, well then we'll go on to board business, and Todd, would you like to?
Sure, I sent this memo to you, but just to kind of review it a little bit. Again, the request was for us to look at providing service to Box Elder County to the fairgrounds for the fair on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we have been looking into the charter regulation and how do we provide that service and still meet the requirement. And I think that as we've researched that, I think we can provide that by doing what was asked in the request, that this would be a promotional type event, trying to get people exposed to transit services that normally aren't there. And so I think based on that, as we've gone through the regulation, there's nothing that precludes us from doing that type of thing. If our focus is trying to expose people to service that they normally wouldn't be exposed to. And I think that clearly fits the schedule. It's even causing us to change how we classify other things such as the pumpkin walk and the county fair here in Cache County. So that works. The other thing was that I did go over and meet with Commissioner Summers. We developed a route that we feel is safe, that I feel is safe from a district standpoint, that would not put the vehicles or the drivers in jeopardy in any way. And so we're good that way. We actually, the hours that he clarified for us was less than what we anticipated. So some of what I was initially anticipating is we'd have to do a driver change and things of that nature. Given the fact that they're not going to be driving 10 hours, it's actually less than 10 hours. It cuts the cost down because we're not going to have to do a driver switch. So we would have two drivers and then two supervisors there. So we have a supervisor on either point, the pickup point and the drop-off point, just to make sure that we're safely getting the public to and from the vehicle. We're maneuvering the bus, we're not going to, you know, hit a child or something like that. That's the need for supervision. And then also the supervisors will have a radio and access to 911 if they need that. Also, this is for two small buses, so it's not large buses. That makes it a lot easier, a lot smaller area for us to have to maneuver around in. So again, as we put out there, based on that, the cost we're anticipating is $6,000 for, you know, basically the labor and then the cost for maintenance, fuel, that type of stuff. So based on that, we feel like we can do it if the board wants us to under the threshold that the board was looking at originally. I don't see anything that's precluding that other than, you know, direction from this body. So questions that I can answer.
When you talked with the commissioner, did he mention how many riders that they think they would have during that time period?
No. I do know that their fair is like a week long. He talked about how what the attendance is at the fair. So, and it is very congested. And so this is definitely, I think, something they see as a need. So they're using the old Lazy Boy factory, those of you familiar with that over there, they're using the old Lazy Boy factory as basically the parking lot. So we're running from there to the fairgrounds, doing a quick turnaround and going back. So the actual mileage is just over a mile. So again, for this type of thing, it actually, it's kind of a good setup that way, I guess.
Do we have any increased liability operating out of our service area?
So I don't think that there's an increased liability. We're insured by the Utah Local Government's Trust, so I think we're fine. We're within our normal scope of operating. We're definitely probably going to want to get some indemnification from the Box Elder County folks. So if something happens that's outside of what we're doing, there's no way that they can come back on us, but I think we're fine based on what we...
I was a dissenting vote last time. I would like to make it a unanimous vote in favor, obviously, but if there's some practical way we can avoid precedent. Franklin County, Weber County, how do if they were to request, do we have a good leg to stand on to say we can't do that?
I think that's really entirely up to you. I mean, I don't know, outside of what I've told you, I don't know how, I mean, that's really up to this body to decide whether or not you would do that. I mean, one thing I guess that's a little different with Weber County is that you're within another transit district's service operation, and so I guess you could use that. Franklin County, we provide service into Franklin County, but I don't know.
Where would the funds for this come from, like out of the budget?
Just from our service, our service dollars, you know. I mean, and again, when we put that budget together, there's a few things that ebb and flow. Again, fuel is one of those things that ebb and flows. Right now, fuel's been a friend to us. We anticipated fuel would be higher. So we don't anticipate at this point that there would be a budget amendment needed. That may change. I mean, if all of a sudden fuel skyrocketed tomorrow and stuff, then but we would come back to this body and explain that if we were to need a budget amendment. But yeah, it would just come out of the current budget.
Mark, what's the staff recommendation here? How do you feel about it? Is this, do you feel comfortable doing this, or do you not wish to say that, or what?
Well, I think we can do it. I have no problem with that. I do think that there's some good PR from that. So I think that's a good thing. My concern, which I kind of said before, is you're using Cache County taxpayer funds for Box Elder County. That's my one big concern is, you know, and again, if this board feels that that's okay, you're the policymakers. We will provide the service at the quality that we provide service, which is pretty high.
May I just clarify there? I suspect there are a lot of Box Elder County, Northern Baltimore, Tremont people that shop in Logan and pay sales tax that keeps Cache Valley Transit operating. I bet thousands of dollars a year.
I would think you that's know, probably correct.
Logan City is the regional shopping and service center for Northern Box Elder and Southern Idaho, many other places.
So great point.
That's the reality.
Great
so
point.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Roger. I agree with your point. I just think it'll be difficult for us to. We need to work hard to make sure that if that criticism does come up, that we're spending our tax dollars for them, that we let people know that that's the case. They're contributing to our coffers as well, if we decide to do this.
Doesn't Box Elder pay a portion of their transportation, public transportation, sales tax revenue to UTA? And would they not be the more likely or the more suitable entity to take this opportunity?
So I'm not going to say I'm an expert in that tax funding. What I do know, I don't know if the county does contribute. I do know Willard Perry and Brigham City did pass a tax for corridor preservation that goes to UTA, and it's specifically earmarked for corridor preservation for the idea of buying corridor for the rail system to eventually come up to Brigham City. I know that tax has been enacted. It's like I said, it's the way at which it was enacted, it was for corridor preservation. Outside of that, I'm not aware of a tax that provides any funding to UTA. This is outside UTA's service area. They only go as far as Brigham City. I don't know beyond that.
And the commissioners have said, the Box Elder commissioners, they would love to see if it's feasible to have Cache Valley Transit serve at least northern Box Elder County and or make a loop through Tremont and Brigham City and back. You know, that's their hope. And there's a study underway that will be done in the next few months that will talk about the feasibility of that. So this is kind of, you know, helping them a little bit.
And I think that's great. But with the conversations that we've had here, my concern, I would say again, with what you said, is that how are we going to explain ourselves if we pass this to Cache Valley taxpayers that we're spending their money in Box Elder County And I do believe that, Box Elder County is contributing to UTA their public transportation. I don't know the details of it, but I do believe that they are there is a percentage of their sales tax revenue that's going to UTA, and I think that they should be the ones that Box Elder requests to provide this service. That would be my concern with passing this.
I am confident that only Brigham, Perry, and Willard give any sales tax to UTA, not the county. Those three entities, and have for years. Nobody else. So if we're ready for a motion, Madam Chair.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion?
I'll be happy
let's
to.
See, should I read Sean's comments first? Because he wasn't here, so he just sent
sure.
it to me.
Fine.
He says, although I won't be able to make it and vote, my feelings are that we should not approve that service this year, regardless of the cost. It is outside our priorities and is probably a conflict of interest coming from Bragg and could not be properly researched in time. Maybe next year, if the form is filled out and placed within context with other and placed in context with the other requests. So I'm not sure that he saw the research that was done. So
who is that?
This is Sean. Okay, so anyway.
So Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Well, I just before you do that, the other concern that I have is we're spending $6,000 for this project or this proposal. Why wouldn't we consider doing that within our own community and those events and opportunities that we have here? I mean, I gotta believe there's more opportunities that we could promote CBTD right within our community with those members of our community that are paying for it, such as high school graduations. I think that was something that could have very well represented Cash Transit District.
Did the school system ask us to do that? Have they ever asked us to do that?
We haven't asked.
No, but if our goal is to promote and promote the service, let's do it within the community that's paying for it. That's my opinion.
Is our goal to promote the service?
Yeah, I mean,
is that our goal?
That's what we're saying here, right? I mean, isn't that what we're saying? This is to expose.
Well, no, I think that what Roger said to begin with was it was a good cross county opportunity to be nice. So to speak.
Good neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good neighbors. That was it. Sorry, the words didn't come out. I don't think it had. I don't think our purpose was to promote CBTD.
Okay.
CBTD is a vehicle that could accomplish the good neighbor opportunity.
And with future results that expand
are we,
service
are we,
and benefit more people.
Are we going to be able to provide that neighborly service to other counties that might decide they want that service as well? And what will our response be? We brought that up. I mean, that's been
that was discussed
mentioned.
A little earlier.
Yeah.
We talked about that
right.
On a case-by-case basis and with, we're already in Franklin County. So didn't we have a form that we had to take back to our cities and ask them if they wanted to participate in bus services to come forward, and there could be planning done to see if it's feasible to do it, and there was criteria. Based upon that form, this criteria has been met because it's safely to operate. Coming from years in business, we spent a lot of promotional dollars to gain new business, and some of it took a time to kind of mill through the works and go, but we always felt if we didn't promote that goodwill towards somebody else. For example, in my company,
we did a lot of work with the Marine Corps, but when we were testing these vehicles, we'd bring the Army in to show them what we were doing. And after about 5 years of doing this, we made a $100 million contract from the Army because they saw what we were doing.
You know,
it cost us some money.
You know, we're also looking at doing this. There's still the ongoing study with Box Elder, right?
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
That's going there. This gives the folks in Box Elder County an opportunity to see what Cache Valley Transit District's about. You know, that we're there, who we are, and they get a good show.
Firsthand.
Yeah, firsthand experience.
We were talking about getting some grassroots thing going on, and look at all the advertising we've got, talking about the boomerang going on. This is a very similar situation with going down and having people who would be writing, seeing this, and they can start saying, we need to move on this, we like this, it's great, it's safe, where we want to go. So it could really enhance the opportunities, I think, for that work being put out now even further when the public starts saying, yeah, we want to do this right away.
I don't know what the feasibility study is going to end up looking like, but you do run a small risk of the Charlie Brown football being yanked out from underneath you. You get this great exposure, and then you come back with a feasibility study that doesn't make sense to do, put the system in place. You've already got to break side press. You can do that. That's a minor issue.
I'm ready for a motion, Madam Chair, whenever you are.
See if Sue has any comments.
Sue, do you have any comments? Sue?
Sue?
You fell asleep.
Sue?
Sue?
Things on there.
She put us all on mute.
Microphone off.
Anyway.
Okay. Are we ready to, Roger, do you want to make a motion?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. I would make a motion the Cache Valley Transit District honor the request for Box Elder County Commissioners and direct our CEO to determine how best to provide the service, which he's already certainly looked into, without jeopardizing the district's regular service, and at a cost less than $10,000, and it appears it'll be significantly less than $10,000. So that's the motion.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
There are there any more questions? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Sue says yes.
You said you opposed it, Sue?
No,
it's just a little
delay. It's just delayed.
It's just delayed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sue.
Still delayed.
All right. We're done. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, thank you for taking your time to come in.
Thank you for arranging this, Tom.
Yeah,
very much.
See you later, Sue.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice evening.
Well, good luck.
All right.